guys, this is it. Let me sit up on this couch like a little boy. This is fucking literally episode one. And they're laughing at me because I don't even know what's going on. This has been in the works for like a year.
I don't know. Why was I holding the mic like this?
I don't know. You're
like... like a wine glass.
That bitch is classic. Yeah, I know, right? So, okay. First episode. Yeah. My name is Cameron Modest. This is Glitterly. And please introduce yourself, guys.
Rabab.
That's it?
Carl.
Simple.
Carl, Rabab, Carl, Cameron. Guys.
You know.
We're all here.
Just a trio.
And I think, holy shit, let's ask, how the hell did we even meet each other?
Oh, I was going to say the same thing.
Who met who first? How was the interaction? I know my interaction with her was rough.
Yeah.
She hated me.
Actually, I don't remember the time that I think, if I dig deep.
I wanted to say so many things, but I was afraid of getting canceled on the first few words that I talk about.
Yeah. 3 minutes in. I already mentioned.
Already afraid of getting canceled.
How did you meet Rabab, Carl?
Oh, I gotta dig in deep. How did I meet Rabab? How did we meet Rabab?
Starbucks? Like, what's going on?
No, it's at work.
I met you when Cameron, you introduced us to Carl and Rishav.
Yeah. Our friend.
Yes. We were at the beach. And we were having like a beach day. And then he told me, my friend Carl. And
I remember that day.
So
I just remember like Rabab being just so like in her bubble, and I was like really
minding
really
her business,
really shy to talk to her. I was like, should I approach her? Like, is she gonna be mean to me? Like,
she has resting bitch face.
Yeah.
I only have that on the bus.
Yeah,
because I don't know.
Do I have resting bitch
face? It's Vancouver. Hey, fun fact, we live in Vancouver. Currently, we're in, not gonna tell you. But like, we had a whole beach day, and I was just excited. Oh, gather all my friends together. And I invited buddy Carl over here.
I remember now, yeah.
And
everybody was there. Everybody was there.
Was that the day when you fell and your knees bled?
Oh, shit. Yes. Okay.
You remember that?
Of course I remember.
You were there?
It was the funniest. Yes.
This is just Spider-Man meme. I'm just like...
Yes.
It was...
Okay.
You guys were running.
You were running.
Okay, I'm embarrassed. But like...
Okay. Cameron, tell that story.
Okay, to preface... English Bay. What do you do there? You hang out with people, you drink, maybe smoke weed if you're cool. I don't know. But I got a little too fucked up. I got a little too fucked up.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we started at 12 p.m. when most people are having lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
If you go to English Bay every weekend, you're at some stage in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially summertime-wise, you're kind of set.
Yeah.
And I started... drinking at lunchtime, free day, weekend, summertime, haha, blah blah blah. It ended at maybe 11 p.m. and I decided to race a compadre of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
was it Carl?
It was not.
No, it was not.
Yeah, someone, a friend of ours. A friend of ours. I decided to race someone of ours.
Yeah.
And she actually like. It was like super game and down. Oh, let's do this. I'm gonna fuck you up. And I was like, yeah, baby, let's do this. Like, haha. And I don't know if you guys have drank like a day like that, but where your mind is and where your body is a completely different fucking
existence.
That was
existence. The funniest shit. Like, I felt bad, but I couldn't stop laughing. Cause the way you fell, you just like boom, and you like scratched the floor. You fell and like the accelerate, like you accelerated like a little bit further too. And then when you stood up, it was just like your knees are bleeding. It was so funny.
I had a busted lip. My hands were all fucked up. Yeah. And then the person I actually raced ran around to find me fucking Band-Aids and was like treating me like your child. I was like, thank you. This is so great. Strangers were coming up. What happened? And I was like, none of your business. But like, it was great, and you know, that's the whole thing. But
was it during?
Wow. Don't race and drink.
Don't drink and
race. Yeah, good. That was one of many of our beach experiences. English Bay was a home of ours for a while.
Dude, I remember like just every year or even just like every other weekend we would always just be there on the beach. That specific summer.
Sunny. It's sunny, it was hot, it was warm. You get a beach towel, get music, and that's like you just stay hydrated. Sorry, mom. But was the whole experience. It was a good time. But I do have to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. Staying in Vancouver, you've been here. Carl's been here way longer than I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you came years. Around the same time I kind of was here. I don't know. It gets blurry. Mm-hmm. But like over the last 5-6 years, what has changed? What do you guys like? Years. Has it been different? Is it isolating? Motherfuckers don't talk here. That's a fact.
Nobody talks to each other. I think it's pretty friendly here.
Okay, yeah. Well, fuck me then. You know.
Yeah, cause back home, I'm from Middle East. Back home, it was people are friendly to people that they know, but not friendly to people around them in the street or you know.
Okay.
So it's I feel like people here are very friendly. You walk around and people are saying, "Oh, sorry," "Oh, hi," you know, just being friendly. But also depends on where you are. If you're in Surrey, don't say hi to anyone.
You might not say hi to anyone ever again. That's why.
That might be the last time you say hi to someone.
Not a great situation.
No, just kidding. I love Surrey, but yeah.
PR.
But no, I love Vancouver.
Yeah.
Vancouver's been good.
I think Vancouver for me, for the past couple of years is... It's good. I mean, I was already in my adult phase of my life. It was really also just I grew up here, so part of my life was here, half of my life almost, and or actually more than half now. And yeah, I mean, typically it's a much more very open city too, and in progressive as well, more progressive than where I was before in Philippines. Yeah, because there, anything goes, you know, they bully the shit out of you.
Damn.
Okay. And you just take it, you know, that's the culture there, and we love it, you know, but, you know, especially in my part of town. But here, everybody's just, Rabab says, so nice. And that's what I've just been experiencing. Everybody's, super, one just, you know, bump, hey, sorry about that, you know. Hey, sorry. Yeah.
So it's just, day-to-day shit. Yeah, talk, Vancouver compared to where places I've lived or been, or these small towns in Canada, I can't, my dad, even just going to the superstore, this motherfucker would have strike up a conversation with anybody. And I didn't understand. I was like, that's weird as fuck. I was like,
that was
fly fishing
too.
On a Wednesday? Relax.
That was not so me too.
Something you need to get excited about. But but it's such a small town. Oh, fucking fuck. Shoot the shit with anybody you want. And I don't find that here enough.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I think I talk too much shit.
Maybe because it's a big city.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think maybe if you stay in smaller areas... Yeah.
It's city. It must be city.
It's a city.
Just city life. Yeah. You think I would know that after 5 years?
In the bus, you would never say hi to someone. It's smelly and, you know. You just want to sit down and, wait until you get home, you know.
True. That's valid. Yeah. I have to say.
No, I think, a lot of people are very interesting people here, you know. It's Vancouver. Inclusive. Everybody's, a hub. This is, the hub for everybody in Vancouver. And everybody's just, want to be sounding out of their mind. That's what I experienced.
To do some shit,
you know, be creative, whatnot. Majorly creative, that's what I found. And a bit techie. But
a techie man.
Techie.
Dude, I have a conversation with anybody that has any experience in that world.
Yeah.
God, I feel like I went back to kindergarten. Holy shit, I'm a dumbass. Fuck.
Sorry.
Okay, you go. Sorry. We gotta get used to it.
How did we meet?
How did I meet you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How did you guys
meet? At work,
meet? Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was at work, and our work was public. We were in the public, and we'd talk to people. That was actually our job. Funny for me shitting on it just now, but that was our job to just be in the public and talk to people and kind of do stuff. But I made us sound like escorts. Like that's not the job. That wasn't the job.
No, we were kids. We were still like, you know, kids. Figuring ourselves out. It was cute. And
But I thought you hated me.
Job was fun too. Yeah. First day, like, I hated you because I think you said I am weird. Like, I remember, like, I was being weird, like, in my normal everyday rabab. And then you attacked me and said, like, oh, you're weird, huh? And I took it personally.
To be fair, it was a person standing with cat ears that wouldn't look in any general direction.
It was Halloween, right?
Yeah. A wound. So I just reverted back to my child stage. No, you had cat ears.
Yeah.
And I remember just being like, oh, I was trying to relate. Like, oh, where are you from? Like, what'd you do? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you like shuffle over, talk to the homie, and then I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then that was kind of it.
Yeah.
That was like the end of the. Then I came.
I just remember. I don't know why this is in my core memory, but I remember you bragging about your hands a lot.
Yeah, I still have fucking good hands.
That you want to like do hand modeling or something?
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans called Only Hands, baby. I'm out here.
That's the only thing that I remember about when we first met at work. Like, oh,
to this be honest, guy that's is obsessed good.
With his hands.
That's apparently. A good.
He got good
in
hands.
My book, that's a good first impression. Oh, he's not a lunatic. He just cares about his hands. Yeah. Take care of him, motherfuckers. Moisturize.
Damn.
That's whole. This place is done wonders, I guess, for just meeting people and just doing experiences and all this shit. I mean, it's October this month.
Yeah.
Where some spooky shit has happened to you guys.
Spooky shit. I don't have any spooky shit that's been happening. Like,
sleeping issues? Dude, I fucking can't sleep.
Yeah.
I can't sleep. I sleep too much.
Melatonin, dog?
But I see a lot of wild dreams.
Dude, I make out with melatonin. I can't stop using it, and I can't. It doesn't do anything.
just fucking take the whole bottle.
I'll wake up 40 years from now and be like, wasn't there a podcast we had to do? But like, no, even a few days ago, I was trying to sleep, and I would wake up every 40 minutes.
Mm.
I'm talking in the middle of the night, supposed to be in REM sleep, deep sleep. Woke up every 40 minutes.
That's crazy.
It's fucked up.
Damn.
That's it. That's the story.
You just think a lot, like the cogs in your machine there. Like you just like.
It's being an asshole to me.
Yeah, I feel like me. I don't know. I have good sleeps. Just to brag about it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Thanks.
How many hours do you sleep a night?
Oh, varies now, but like six, a healthy six. Eight.
Is six healthy?
Six, eight.
No, eight is healthy. Eight? But it differs from a person to a person.
I mean, eight's too long.
I sleep 8 to 10 hours.
8 to 10 hours.
That's a day 10 job. Hours? That's holy too long.
I know, right? But I see a lot of dreams.
Don't you guys kind
of...
just hate it when you have to sleep? Fuck off.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
I have to do this thing?
Dude.
Yeah.
I've been like this since I was 10.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why you can't sleep.
Bitter.
You need to.
Oh God, I'm gonna lose my hair fucking next week, guys.
You need to connect with your inner child.
Dude, that bitch is long gone.
Evolution just like nerfed us with sleep. Like, yo, you gotta sleep 8 hours at least.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, Mother Nature was just like,
you got stuff a big that brain. You have to do, like
too
eating.
Much powerful. Yeah,
I like eating. I have to do it, or I die. That's fucking dramatic. Calm down. I have to do this or I die.
That's human 101.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. We just live with that.
You just consume energy. Yeah, you just consume
energy. Die or just eat this thing.
Yeah.
Favorite fruit.
I don't know why you just sounded like Joe Rogan. Like, you're just, imagine you have to eat.
Oh, God.
Like,
very deep.
No one's going to watch this show. we're all fucked.
Just this is like
Joe
stone.
Rogan 2.0.
Sad Rogan.
Guys.
Favorite fruit.
Favorite fruit? Bananas. I grew up on bananas. Yo.
Okay.
Pause, you know, pause.
Yeah. Like no, I'm an asshole for thinking wrong. But anyways. Wrong. Sorry, I took... What? I'm... Yeah, whatever.
The earliest memories that I had, core memories that I had with banana.
Bro! Bro!
Hey, not like that, bro. Not
yo,
like
that was like a confession. That was a confession, bro. No. Okay, we're off that. Sorry. Don't phrase it that way. When I was a young child, my first.
just telling us a childhood trauma.
Yeah, this is a trauma. We're doing trauma. Guys,
I got a trauma.
Don't worry. It's a safe space.
No, just that phrasing.
This is like. This is PG, you know, like it's good, it's good. Like, yeah. It's just not like nothing bad. It's actually bananas, okay.
Yeah, we're fucking children, bro. Can't laughing at bananas. Okay, go on.
But yeah,
where were you?
The earliest memories that I had with bananas, like, are just with. Oh,
shit. Okay, that was you. I'm trying to hold my shit together.
With milkshakes.
Milkshakes are good.
Milkshakes and shawarma. Oh, in fuck. Dubai, bro.
That is a rich ass sentence. You called me broke in multiple ways.
That was my life. Yeah.
Fucking. What was Dubai like? I can't. The only thing I know about Dubai was like that they're gonna build the line.
No, like that's Saudi Arabia.
Well, canceled. We're fucked here. Like, there's a line somewhere, and it's cool. There's a line somewhere, and
he doesn't know his shit.
A whole civilization will live in this line, and I was like, that's such a. Fabulous, cool idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I've definitely heard about that. Like, if people are just making memes about it, like, what if the bird crashes? Oh. They just see like thousands of birds like crashing.
Seagull's worst fucking nightmares.
Start crashing into this fucking like mirror, you know. I mean,
Rabab, cause for self reflection. Anyway,
Rabab, you're like an engineer, right? Like, what do you think about line?
I'm not engineering. What do you mean?
Are you not engineering anymore?
No.
Oh wait, no. You're doing.
Yo, fake news, dog. Fake. News.
Shit, I'm a bad friend. Sorry, guys.
No, but Dubai. What was that like?
Ooh, fun? I couldn't tell you, mate.
I mean, how old were you?
I couldn't tell you because, like, I couldn't remember most of the things.
Fuck, you're young.
Yeah, like I was like about till seven. I was there till
that's
seven.
That's too young.
That banana really woken up your conscience. Like, your conscience came together. Like
bananas, milk, and shake it all together. Milkshake banana, and I was like, damn. And then that's when I awoken. My brain awoke.
Fuck.
And I just remember like having, having like a
different,
you know,
bananas.
My,
I don't know. I'm just saying shit.
That too. But yeah, I just got like so like big just because of that diet, like shawarma and milkshake. So I remember my dad also just telling me I didn't have any like milk or even like very more nutritious. You know, food kind of like categories, I guess. But it's just the diet consisted of orange juice, shawarma, and milkshakes. Which is, in hindsight,
I want to reach that one day.
Yeah.
That's fucking beautiful. I just live off fucking hungry, man. Call it a day.
Exactly. But yeah, that was my life in Dubai, you know. How was life back in Delanair?
Delanair,
sorry.
No, you said it correctly. Delanair? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Delaney, small town, beautiful. Wish I could go visit back more. Not gonna lie, fucking expensive, super expensive.
There?
Yeah, just everyday to day life. Oh. But just going back. I mean, I'm in my 20s. I'm broke. I can't spend $1,000 to go there and back, as much as I want. The last time I was there when I was 14, and like, yeah, shit. Like, there's so many things. I want to take you guys there. It's just gonna be.
You've just been telling
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I just want to see the us. Northern Lights.
I would love to. Yeah.
It's gonna be for like 2 weeks though.
Like hunt, you know, like experience that. I want to be able. To
I don't
hunt
know
like
if I could take you hunting. We can. I have friends that will take us all hunting.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's like that. That whole.
That
like,
would haunt me. So.
Would that what? Haunt you?
Hunting.
Really.
Haunt me.
Really.
You don't like.
I mean, I like eating animals.
Sorry,
that's
vegans.
A weird sentence.
Sorry, vegans.
That's such a weird. Okay. What do you like? Haunt but, how?
But like seeing the animal dying is weird. I can't.
It's not like you're not beside it. You're not like, hey, buddy.
I know,
sorry.
But seeing it die, I will keep remembering that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was, you just look at its eyes that. As it goes lifeless. You know.
Can she? Okay. Hey, this is not about. We're not just killing just to kill. Like, what could be. Like, Hey guys, I didn't tell you guys this fact. Everyone that lives in my fucking community, all Batman. They just go around just killing shit. No, we don't fucking do that. Like, so we're just doing just like do it to do it. Like, it's to like live. It's just to
a
like
a lot of people do it. Yeah,
community wise.
I know.
And it's like it's freeing almost because it's literally just you, animal. You're not there doing it yourself.
I know, but I am like a.
It's the visual.
Very empathetic person, so it's like it affects me, you know.
Actually, I don't know why I reacted like
that. What was that?
But no, because like, do you remember there was a there was a trend where everyone was like, empath. I'm an empath.
Actually, yeah. I am an empath.
Well, a lot of people
are. A lot of people don't care, but like empath, like it's you could like for example, if Carl is crying right now.
You'd put yourself in his shoes.
I could be sad and I could start crying just because he's, you know, crying, you know? Like, even if his problem is unrelated to me.
I mean, I do that.
For example, yeah.
No, but like...
Empath.
Where do you put
Or sometimes if I'm hanging out with some people, I could feel like someone's energy is off and I could like feel it inside. Like, I could feel it, you know?
Okay.
But like, oh, there's something wrong, you know? I could feel like down because of that person. Like, seems like... They're acting weird or, you know.
I feel like I'm a partial.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, I feel like I relate to parts of it. But, like, if you were, like, I don't know, we're just positioning you as the target. But, like, if you, like, went through something dark or traumatic or something, or something that just upset you, I think I could, like,
sympathize, right?
Yeah. Well, isn't sympathize when you put, like, you've been through it too?
Yeah.
I think sympathy is like feeling pity, right?
No, I think sympathy is like when you've also been through it, and I can be with you on this level.
Okay,
empathize is like you haven't been through it, but you can put yourself in their shoes and feel it.
That's English.
Makes sense. Right there. Yeah.
I'm not good at English,
so. Fair enough. Me neither. But I think that's like you put yourself in their shoes. Like if you were crying about something, I guess I could see like why you would cry about that.
Like but empathetic people care too much, you know? Like, you see someone upset, you care too much, you drain your energy, you know? But, like, some people just, like, okay, they will make you feel better, but, like, they don't drain themselves. But me, I feel like my energy is drained, you know?
I'm probably the latter. Yeah. Right? I think I'm good at just trying to help you, I guess, like, cheer up.
Yeah, but you're...
I can be serious when I need to, but it has to be in a one-on-one situation, actually.
I think it's difference between men and women.
Okay.
Like men, they could feel you, but women.
Oh shit!
Yeah, actually, I'm not gonna lie. Cut to his face and my face at the same time when you said that, because it was. I literally looked at him.
Are we getting canceled?
No, okay. I'm joking, Bring out Andrew Tate. We're here.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes. Sorry, yeah, difference between men and women. Yes. Explain.
How many genders are there? No, just kidding. Don't answer that.
It's fluid. It's fluid. It's just
yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to get us canceled.
Fuck you. Cancel. No, even like being an empath, like over... I think I'm just good at like the la-di-da, ha-ha. Like I can be there for you as much as I possibly can. But the only time I can get really like... I guess there must be a lot of people though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I can really sit with you and be there for you if... It's just one-on-one. You guys, like, that's personal, right? It just feels like kind of just like, hey, I'm here with you in this moment.
Yeah.
Where's my point? I feel like we both know. You know, like, I don't know. Is anything I'm making...
Anything
I'm saying makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, directly with just those extreme, like, emotional experiences.
Yeah.
Like, I just, you know, happen to be just... You know, maybe just alone or even just like with someone else, and it makes it more really much more personal,
bro.
And
I've been crying more.
I've been crying more now.
That's good. That sounds strong, but in like a healthy way.
But that's good, yeah.
Like,
I mean, we're not happy that you're crying.
Yeah. Guys, give me a minute. Like,
but it's healthy.
No, but it was crying about like joyful things.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
It was weird. Like, I'm not saying joyful is weird, but, like, it was just, like, like, just taking a chance to, like, appreciate shit around you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now when we schedule stuff together, even as friends, it's, like, month, or this 2 months, was like, listen, you're really choosing your spots to, like, and it's kind of fun because, like, everyone's just, like, doing this life shit. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Like, going to school, like, you're going to finish school soon. Mm-hmm. This is a whole chapter. Like, you're going in fucking work and getting, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just taking part is, like, very beautiful. Just appreciating all that. Mm-hmm. And also, I watch a lot of sad TikTok videos, so that really fucked me up. Yeah. I won't say what the TikTok video is. It's just, like, you know when, like, a dog comes home, or like the dog recognizes what? Try to be honest.
Even me, as an empathetic person, I don't watch these videos.
Well, they I don't search for it.
Yeah,
but when they pop up, like on Instagram or something,
I know what you're talking about.
The army person comes home, and the dog like runs up and is like, or when the army people even like surprise their kids.
Yeah.
But that's so cringe. Like, why would you record that such a, like,
it's not usually comment? The family recording.
It's just some somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking so sad.
Yeah. My niche for that, like, just to, if I just want to be let out and just, you know, exercise my tear ducts.
Yeah, I do. Like, dude, do you search stuff to make you cry?
Yeah.
Dude, I do that too.
Like,
I did that,
once,
like,
a month or something. I have. I don't know.
I don't know, you like, okay, I need to cry for some reason.
Is that,
like,
is that just weird? Have a feeling. Like,
I need to just do it. I don't know, maybe it is. Like, them bitches full, bro.
You know, like, opening up the lid.
Yeah, so I just, like, watch, like, it'd be, like, midnight. I just got home from home, like, watch sad video.
Yeah.
Watch sad video. And I'm like, just the eyes water up a little bit. I'm like, shit,
we're okay, guys, we swear.
I cry. I cry if someone asks me, like, are you okay? Then I almost cry sometimes.
Really?
It's like, oh, you care about me? Oh,
this happens a lot with me. Wait, that sounds weird. But like, when I ask people how they are.
Are you okay?
Guys, we gotta pause. The fucking potty.
Gotta pause.
But like, that, do you tend to, like, either of you, do you guys tend to, like, overshare if someone asks, like a stranger asks the right question? Like, you, for some reason, you say more than you would?
Depends though. Like,
I gauge the person first. Yeah.
If I'm overwhelmed, then I mistake it for like them asking me how I am actually, and then I start oversharing. But if I was feeling good, I'm just like, good. Like, I don't really take it seriously.
Because I tend to ask just like, oh, like, how you doing? Like, how was today? And lately people just be like, oh, I just left my mom's funeral. And over this, I'm like,
at work, this.
And I'm like, I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know how to, like, because it's stranger to stranger, but it's such a personal topic redirect that I'm like, I don't know if I was built to, I don't know how to, I wasn't exercised in how to work with this. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's
kind of like, oh, fuck.
You're like, oh,
over-explaining.
This, like, this is a totally different human being with like all these experiences, like that is just telling me about something very personal right now. What should I do?
It is overwhelming because you're just like, why are you dropping that on me?
Or like, you feel bad because like that means they don't really have someone to talk to, so like they just see you as a random person, so like they're dumping this on you because like,
do you guys
at that moment, like, what do you guys do?
Sorry, you. I had a topic shift, but tell me, what will we do?
At that moment, what would you guys do? Like, you know, because in my...
I can tell you what I've done, which is just, like, console them and, like, maybe, like, even people that lose loved ones.
Yeah.
And they kind of just, they're very, just going through the motions of just, like, oh, like, I gotta wake up, I gotta shower, I gotta do this, brush teeth, do dishes. Mm-hmm. I kind of, like, the one thing I'll tell them is just to, like, just give yourself a day to just get triggered. Like, if God forbid, if your parent passed away, like, and you're, like, 2 weeks out, and you haven't cried or haven't accepted it, really. Knock on fucking wood. Give yourself, like, a day to just get triggered. Look at memories.
That's men. I can't relate. I'll just cry.
Yeah, but like, it can be anyone. Mm-hmm. It can be anyone that just can be like, you can cry as much as you want, but like, have you accepted it? Or like, have you been at, have you seen this in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
And like, just get triggered. Just like, look at all the photos. It could be anything. It could be like a dog you lived with your whole life.
But I think this is like a man approach.
Probably. It is. Actually,
you know, like, because as a woman, I feel like we just know that people just want to talk about it. Like, if you come to me and tell me something bad happened, I know, like, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I'm not gonna give you advice. I just want you to talk as much as you want and ask you questions about what happened, all of this, and let you talk about all of it. And just that alone, like, just can release. Help you just feel different. Yeah. You can just, like, let it behind you and, like, move on, you know, once you talk about it. But
that's a healthier way to do it.
Most people just, like, wants to listen, I guess, or want to listen.
That's why therapists are good, because once you talk about it in front of them, it's out of your mind for a while.
Like, you always need a third party when it comes to, like, anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, to even just being a human. Day-to-day shit happens.
I mean, advice comes when, like, that person is, like, repeatedly talking about the same thing over and over again. Then you tell them, hey, I think you should do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Like you said, it is more, like, appropriate for, like, guys to just hold it in. Mm-hmm. Just be like, ah.
Shrug it off.
Like, everyone's had that dad where, like, the dad gets hurt and we're like, I don't need to go to hospital.
I think that's, like, 90%.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to do that. I'll heal. And the thing is, I fucking do it too now. I do it too. I get hurt and I'm like, I'll walk it off. Now I'll deal with it. I don't need to go to hospital. Like, all that shit. It's such a, like, crazy, like, you just, like, hold shit in. But even that, like, that's another way, though. If you're a person that, like, has to, like, hold shit in, get triggered, just do your day. Like, give a day to it. Just cry. Cry. Go through the memories. Look at the photos. Just, instead of, like, trying to avoid it. Yeah. And, like, oh, I can move on. Nah, just.
That would be,
My niche on crying, just to, like, activate my crying, is, like, parents, especially, like, mothers.
Yeah.
So I'm a mama's boy, so. Like, whenever I look at videos, like, you know, just something hurtful happened to, like, this person's mom or whatever.
Aww. Just, like, mom stuff is
like, shit, man, fuck. Yeah. Mothers, man, I love them.
Yeah, I see that.
War stuff, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to go into that.
No, it's just because I've seen war. So that's the only, like, not the only thing, but, like, whenever I remember these memories, then I feel so emotional, like, oh, I can't believe me and my siblings that were babies, they had to see that, you know, and go through it as kids. So, like, that like hits, like, the spot of, like, crying.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
like, as a guy who's just like, I don't know, we ding dong ditched, like, that's fucking, I don't know, I can't.
Yeah, everyone has a different thing that, like, they think about.
Yeah. There's, like, a trigger for everybody, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Life's fucking crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Do you guys lie? So this is what I was going to bring up earlier. Like I've been doing this recently just to strangers, because no offense to strangers. I don't know if I talk to you. But, like,
strangers.
A guy will strike up a conversation with me. And they'll be like, oh, I went for, like, Italy. I'm like, oh, I've been there too. Like, I'll just carry the conversation. I can follow through. I don't know. It's for me. I'm just fucking around. I don't know what it is. And the thing is, I'll never see that person again.
Yeah.
That's the weird part, why I don't mind doing it.
Oh. Mm. I mean, if it's a lie to, like, just, like, having a good intention behind it, I don't know.
Like, I've only done it, like, twice.
Like a white lie? I don't know. Like, how do you mean by lying? Just.
The guy would be like, oh, like, have you been to White Rock? And I'm like, oh, no, I've seen it. Yeah, I've been there too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good weather.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm not going, like, hey, by the way.
Yeah. You're not, like, a sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, do you remember Cousin George? Like, I don't, like, pretend to be in their life. I'm not, like, I'm not just sneaking around. Like, I'm a part of 8 different families and shit. Like, I'm just, like, I'll just lie just to, like, make them feel good.
Yeah, in a weird way. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm just like,
we just get, oh, White Rock, haha, great. I've never been to White Rock. Yeah. Is there a rock? Is it white? I don't fucking know. It'd be great for all I know.
True.
Thoughts?
White Rock's great.
You been? Me too!
What?
Dude, me too.
White Rock. In White Rock now.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah. No, I think I feel like I do that. I did that, like, as a second nature as well, just to kind of vibe with the person. But
I don't know what, I think again, that's a sales thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a sales thing.
I was going to say that.
We have these tendencies where we, because what's one thing in sales that gets, like, it can really get you in the door?
Yeah.
Relatability. If they can see themselves in you.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I can talk with this person. I can vibe out with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Almost burped. That was a mishap. But like, they just feel this connection with you. I was like, that's a fucking sales thing. I just do it automatically where I'm talking to someone and I have to find the relate part.
Right.
Like, I have to, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, I've done this too. Ha ha. Like, it's such a secondhand nature now.
Mm-hmm.
We've basically all been in sales.
Yeah.
Fundraising.
I mean, if you live in Vancouver.
Yeah. But honestly, I rarely lied because I just can't. It drains me. I can't, like, I'm serious, you know? I just talk, like, real, like, I'm real.
I want to preface, I don't lie to just lie.
I mean, I lie
conversationally.
You know, the only place I lie is when, like, a strange guy approaches me. That's it.
That's a safety thing.
I think that's the only time. Yeah. Or if I'm talking to someone who has just met, any gender, I just, like, I lie about my life a little bit because I don't want them to know everything. But once I know them, I just
I've known
a front, just like put a front and then reveal slowly. Yeah,
I think I share that a little bit because I mean I've known you guys for a long time and you guys didn't really know where I lived.
Still we don't.
Right. You don't, he knows.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he gives me rides, thank God. Yeah. He doesn't give me rides, he's not my Uber. Yes, but like he like will, he's a nice friend. He'll drive me home, and I'm very grateful.
Personal Uber.
I'm very grateful for Carl. I'm very grateful for you. Much love and thank you, Carl.
Appreciate
but like,
that.
Yeah, no, I don't know why.
Yeah, tell us now so everyone knows.
So my address is just dox myself.
Just dox yourself. Yeah.
To all two people that watch
guys,
this,
crazy.
Maybe make someone sure can address below.
Hey guys, put your address below. We'll come visit you. Say hello to everybody. You know, we'll shake hands. We'll do all the whole thing. I don't know. I still just, I don't know. I think, holy shit, I'm actually having a revelation right now. I think I know where that comes from. Because growing up, we would move every 2 years. And so it didn't matter if they were like knew where I lived or not because I was gonna leave anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, I just fuck, that was weird.
Bro.
Ain't that wild? That was actually crazy.
Yeah,
I think that may be where it stems from.
Right,
like you move every 2 years, who gives a fuck? Like, I'm not gonna see them. It's not like, because I actually still remember every place I've lived and a lot of the people I've made friends with in each of these places. Deeply care about them. But like the living thing, I'm not gonna live there. You don't need to get to my address. But here I am being fucking a hoax, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hoax.
Yeah.
Nah,
I guess yeah. You've never seen my house.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it either, really.
I've just like out, like
seen the bush.
Cool,
guys. I live in a bush.
Guys,
this whole time.
We're actually friends, but yeah
we're all friends.
Yeah,
good friends.
Yeah,
we swear.
Do I even live in Vancouver?
But there was no reason.
Yeah.
I
could live in a ditch somewhere. Yo, yo, my shit got Wi-Fi. We updated out here in Vancouver.
Yeah, I feel like growing up as well. Like I lied a lot to maybe make myself look better or seem better.
Yeah, you know, I think that might be like a fit in thing though.
Yeah,
it's like trying to fit in.
That was the main thing for me, I think. Like, it's just because even then, like, I was, I guess, sort of like insecure on how I was before, and I just had to like oh, like, you know, we live in this good house now, blah blah blah, you know.
Oh,
one
shit.
Car, like, just like those, you know, small white like lies like that I would tell my friends, like, and then my friends would just be like, oh my god, you guys, that's awesome, man, blah blah blah. And even then, growing up, like, as well, like, in, you know, high school, some high schoolers are kind of, like, toxic a bit, and they would just, like...
Of course.
They would just, like, poke at you and just, like, oh my god, this guy, like, has been wearing the same shit for, like, five different days.
Yeah,
that's... Is he poor? Like,
that's...
No, guys, blah, 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 blah.
That's intense.
Like,
yeah.
Guys, like, no, like, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're just, you know, whatever. And I would just, like, create a whole lie of just... I don't know. And it just might mask my identity so much that I was just like, no, you know what? Just one day, like, fuck this. I'm just going to let it all out, whatever.
Yeah.
Man. And I felt super free, like, doing that.
Just being honest, right?
Just
being
it's so freeing, like, just, like, being authentic because everybody knows. I'll just, that's kind of, like, everybody's personality traits now, the more authentic you are, the more the more awesome you seem, you know.
It's fun now that like now that it's like more culture. It's like cooler to be that. Back then it was like Beats, when Beats dropped the headphones, my fucking school loved them. Everyone had these bitches. Right. And I was just walking with these like dollar store earphones. I was like, yeah, I'm just chilling, living life. Like, I don't know why that was such a big deal. I think it's just because
like first world problems.
It's so it's so in front of you. I don't know.
I think this is everywhere. I think it's it's an age thing.
Fucking high school, middle school, all that shit. Like, you just do shit to fit in. Yeah. You're just like, oh, I'll do this, I'll say this, I'll watch. Dude, I still, middle school was crazy because I had friends that would show me, like, these horrible videos. I'm not going to talk about what the videos were, but it's just, like, just dumbass.
I know those videos.
Yeah, like, if I'll just say two things, like, one man, one jar.
Oh, no.
Like, genre, that's all I'll say, but, like, just that world of trauma and like what the fuck, and it was like ha, 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 let's go get a chicken wrap after, like what the fuck. Like we're 13, I have math class in 20 minutes. Like that was so, I don't know why this was such like why is like middle school so fucking crazy.
I think it's like a boys thing,
100%.
Because I heard that from boys a lot. Like these, especially these like scary or disturbing video things. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And I think because we had unlimited access to the internet.
Fuck.
Yeah.
When the internet came out.
Yeah.
The shit you would see.
When the internet came out back in.
Back in my day.
Fuck yo. I'm old, man. Back in the day. Back in my day when. I'm not getting old. 24. Fuck you. Dude, you guys, okay, this is gonna be an old ass question, but do you guys remember when the internet came out? Like what it was like? No. Well, like, let me just say this. What was it like when internet was brought into your home? For the first time. I know what it was like for me. And
do you remember what year was it?
Shit, no.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Damn.
2004 or 5.
Yeah.
We got an Acer laptop.
Yeah.
And my Tanya, my sister. Mm-hmm. My older sister, she like got this laptop and helped me set it up. It was my laptop. We didn't have fucking internet. So I would just play chess on it. I became a chess master. Fun fact, I was in a chess club, middle school. Fuck all y'all. I was so good at chess because that's all you could do on a computer. Oh, well, that's not all you can do on a computer, but that's all I would do on a computer.
Fucking nerd.
Fuck you. But I would just play chess all day. Like when I was like, if I had to stay home, it was watch TV.
You're like a married man.
Yo, I need a drink. I had a married life when I was fucking 4 years old.
Yeah, I just remember.
Dude, my grandma would come home. I had glasses on. I was just like fucking watching TV, talking bullshit, making dinner. God, no, I played
chess.
Don't bully me. Fuck y'all. I played chess. I was good at it too.
Yeah. It's so mainstream.
That's the story.
Now.
Fuck the internet.
Like,
no.
Chess is like way back in the game now. Like it's everybody's like.
Mahjong?
Yeah, Mahjong.
I learned these games because.
You fuck with Mahjong?
I was top dog in Mahjong. Do you know what Mahjong is?
Mahjong.
To be honest, actually, I don't really know what it is, but it's like a game with symbols with like and pictures on
rectangular marble pieces. Things. Yeah, or
and you shuffle pieces. Them around and you try to.
It's like cards, but like with blocks.
We don't know enough to explain this good enough to you. It's like I'll just say it's a game.
Oh, okay.
It's a game. A good game it's that like
yeah,
and
like a card game almost.
Yeah, the fucking gut internet. And my sister showed me YouTube and Bebo. That's Bebo. A deep cut. Do you guys know what Bebo is?
No. Nah.
So this was the first social media I ever was on. Wow. Bebo.com. It doesn't exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
It died in 2010.
Sounds like Justin Bieber. Bebo.
Bebo.
He was Bebo. Our age around that time, so you motherfucker probably did. But like, it got taken over by Facebook in our community at least. Like, really? My whole community was on Bebo. We were all on, it's like it was like native MySpace.
Oh
shit!
Like we were native MySpace. Like we're like Bebo on this bitch. This is where I got into Naruto.
Oh,
Yo, name drop.
Respect.
Another guy. Respect. No. But yeah, holy shit.
That... Were you in any social media or Bob? Like before, like the what's the first memory of you having social media or interacting with the web, the internet?
I remember my dad would like not let us go on the internet because we were too young.
Oh really?
But we had internet in the house, and then when I was like 13, I started hearing that people are having Facebooks. You know, I was like, Facebook. What is that? I want to have that too. You know.
Yeah.
So I went, and then first I made like an email. And then I was on Messenger. I don't know if you guys remember. Like
Messenger?
Yeah,
we were like, I started like.
Oh, MSN?
Yes.
MSN?
MSN.
AIM?
Yeah, I don't remember the names. Yeah, dude, and I started with
bro, what's your AIM? Anyways, AIM. Sorry. Continue.
And then Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I was
a. And then Omegle. And then Trauma.
Omegle's no, around that time?
Like, internet in Syria wasn't that, I mean, like, the first internet that we had wasn't that fast, so we would not do. Like video stuff, we would just do like texting.
Yeah. What? Fuck texting. ASL. Hey, what's your ASL?
Fuck, I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
Nah. You know what I
age, grew up sex, with? Location.
You know what I grew up with? Like in Philippines.
I'm old.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Friendsters. Have you? Do you know?
Friendsters.
Do you know about that?
Sounds familiar.
Friendsters. It's Friendsters? Like a Filipino Facebook, I guess.
Philippines. That's cool. We all had our culture. Yeah. I mean, you had Facebook.
But you like had Bebo. I had Friendster for all the Filipino gangs out there.
Friendster.
My Sinan gang.
That sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard Friendster. That before.
Green. I used to remember just like the early 2000s, like profile pics I would have, like with just the Justin Bieber haircut.
Oh, dude.
Me too. No. Selena Gomez.
Swipe. Like, yeah. I would do that so much. And I had these boobies. I had boobies bracelets and all this stuff. Wait, this is. Oh shit!
Movies. Oh yes.
The ooh, fat ones. Yeah. Where all the fucking they just it was their whole people would line them up.
I used to do that.
Fuck! I keep. I did need to talk to them.
Like the bracelets.
Me too.
Really? I had like bracelets all the way from here to here. It was so cool. Like your emo.
Yeah, you were. Yes, you were lit. Yes.
Yeah, I was trying.
The
to
skinny jeans. Always looking down and shit.
Yeah. And dripping them down.
Yeah.
I feel like Rababi had an emo face.
Did. Because it was cool to be an emo. Yeah. So me and my friends, like, we would just try to be. And I would, like, draw on my shoes, draw on my bag. Like, shit. Like,
She had the drip from real young. Holy
fuck. Yeah.
I never had an emo face.
Really?
But you, it seems like you want to.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, you.
Because the world had one. Yeah. Everyone had one. Yeah. And I'm over here like, huh? Super Bowl, am I right? Like, talk about sports. If you were like, you never like, where are you? I'm at my house.
These emo sounds, bro, they slap.
I mean, you said you've been crying a lot lately, so that's
shit. Maybe it's now.
That's a start.
Emo.
Yeah. I skipped a generation.
Soon you'll be screaming.
New generation emo.
New generation. You're welcome. Hey, okay. So let me actually ask this, guys. Grandparents.
Oh, I don't remember my grandparents at all.
Fuck. Really?
Sadly, yeah. Aww. I've just heard stories, like from my siblings, because you know they were the ones who actually spent more time with my grandparents. But I just remember like my grandparents were. Really, really strict.
Traditional. Really? They're strict?
Strict, traditional, yeah.
Do you think
the whole nine yards?
Do you think if they were the same age as you now, like bring them into this world right now at the same age, would you be fucking homies with them? I would be homies with my grandpa and my grandma. Maybe my grandma might hate me, I don't know. But my grandpa would.
I don't remember my grandpa that much because he passed away when I was very young, but my grandma is still alive.
Oh.
Would we get along?
Like, if she, like, was your age right now, shit, sorry, foot thing. if she was your age right now and she walked through the door and she's like, ah, what's up? Or Bob, SFU, haha, LOL.
I think we would, yeah. Because my mom says that I act like her a lot.
Really?
And then I guess I
just
think
a carbon copy of Rabab.
We would either like get along a lot or we would just be like polar opposite, like we're just like no.
So it's one or the other.
Yeah, either. Oh, yeah, there's no middle ground. That's what I feel like. But when I was a kid, we would get along, like he was cool.
Anyway.
I think me and my grandpa was a fucking musician.
Mm-hmm.
Man's was like on the stage. You know what? You know, oh, I don't know if I told you guys this, like a month back he went to a talent show. and fucking won and won $400 just in a talent show. He's like 76.
Your grandpa?
Yeah.
Yo, he's
fucking just out here just singing, still touring and shit. I'm like, I would have like.
Now?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, he won this recently, like a month ago. And I'm like, this motherfucker won first place.
That's so in a awesome, talent bro. Show.
Like, won first place in a talent show playing guitar and singing.
That's really cool.
And I was like, yo, he's still actually, performing.
That's actually fire.
Oh, and I was like, how I top this? Fuck you. Like, fuck you, grandpa. Fuck. But like, I was like, no, I would have been such homies with this guy.
Damn.
You know, when we started smoking cigarettes together. What do you do back then? You just smoke cigarettes.
Smoke cigarettes.
Just fiending, walking around the town, looking at water.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you guys this, but apparently from what my dad tells me is that my grandma used to be at like a rebellion or like she used to like smuggle like cigarettes, guns for people, the rebellion. I was like, what the fuck?
Are you sure you want to put this publicly, bro? Are you sure you want to put this publicly, dog? Yo, this is like the Salas family's. Like, this is a documentary that's going to come out on Netflix, bro. The Salas family. What really happened? Like, holy shit.
And that's how, like, actually, I believe 9 of her children.
What? My dad. How did she have the time, bro? She had the time.
I'm telling you, bro. Like
9 children.
My dad's side, my grandparents. Guns. My dad's side is, I don't know. They're a whole other being.
Dude, they wanted to keep busy. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's just like it's just at the end of the day, like it's just survival. And
holy fuck.
I guess I don't know. From the feels of it, like what he told me is that she just did it for the fuck of it, you know.
Yo, she would have
sounded so cool, apparently, like to be in a rebellion.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know much about the history, but from what my dad told me is that like a lot of people were oppressed back then.
Yeah,
especially with this, I don't know, Spaniards or maybe the Japanese before. Yeah, so that's why like my grandma like was part of that rebellion.
She's out here
and she was out there, you know, like, she was moves. Smuggling. Just making that racks,
holy
you know,
shit.
Providing for her 9 of her children. That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, it's lit.
Good for her.
It's lit. You know, shout out to you, Grandma. Love you, man.
Yeah. Fucking love got you. Old Sally, Sally Capone
sadly,
over here.
Sally, I didn't shit. Really, like, reach. Well, I mean, we have a photo together, but I don't remember. I don't recollect anything.
Oh, really?
Ever, yeah. Which is sad. I think we would have been homies, yeah. For sure. Oh,
fuck.
Like, yo, let me add those with the fucking, you know, rebellion, bro.
Just a quick pause break. Carl's camera died, so we're back.
It's so funny that it cut off when he was talking about his grandma.
Yo, grandma did not want you to spread this information. Your grandma did not want to spread. She did not want to spread that information.
I know, right? So we can came. Just say the FBI was knocking on our door.
Yeah, holy shit. She came and fucking pressed that fucking record.
Honestly, that's crazy. What if she actually did this?
She's a gangster. If she did that, she did that and left with nothing else. She's like, I don't need to fucking disturb him. Yeah. Came through, was like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Carl. Dipped. Fuck. Okay, hey, fuck. Here we are. Carl's beside me now. Technical difficulties. More like, I just shit stopped working. So this is it. Like, this was our first official episode. Mm-hmm. You tell us how it went. And Carl, you please tell us how it went as well.
I like turtles. It was nice. It was great. It was just like chatting with the homies, you know? That's, I feel like this is going to be our, you know, religious act from now on. Just getting to do this for as long as possible. Chatting. Yeah. I feel like it's also like just almost like an outlet for us just because we haven't seen each other for a while or even just like our intervals apart from each other is like, it's you know, this guy's just rizzing everybody right now. Hey, treat me likewise. Don't get me dirty. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. Yeah,
I had fun, so that's good. And yeah. And hopefully, when we have segments in the future, that will be even more fun. Yeah.
But that was us, guys. You know. Let us know your thoughts, and like, share, subscribe, do that all that stuff, and yeah, literally, episode one, and this is
literally,
Cameron.
Literally.
Yes, exactly. Literally, fucking literally is here. It's, the idea was made up a year ago. It's here. Like, we want to start doing this. This is a fucking real thing. It's going to be on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, everything, YouTube. Post that shit on TikTok. Please watch this shit. All six of you, please share. Like, it's going to be great.
We love the six of you, bro.
Like,
ma'am, sir, they.
Like, let's see where we go from a year from now. Wait. Let me shut the fuck up. We're here today. This was great. Thank you so much. And yeah, hopefully every week this could be a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.